Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 397. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, absolutely free, including the postage and handling. Remember, it's program number 397. We have some music, testimonies. We've got a real strong message for you, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless this service right into your heart and soul and mind. Father, open the windows of heaven. You already have, I know, because I feel you here with us and in us. Lord, anoint the service. Anoint everything that's done in this service, on this tape, this CD. Lord, that the souls in the world will be saved and the church edified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, everybody's been requesting Faig Springman because he's such a very strong singer, very, very good singer. One of my very favorites. We were just playing some of the Golden Gate Quartet here just a few minutes ago, Walking to Jerusalem, just like John and a whole bunch of other ones. And right now we're going to play Faig Springman. And if you'd like a copy of Faig Springman's records, I believe Word Records is the one that he's on. He's on several gospel labels. And here he is singing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
From the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego wouldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Put the children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego heaped on the coals and the red hot brimstone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, 7 times hotter than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego burned up the soldiers what the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn the hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ha, ha, ho! Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called Hador when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Abednego.
Praise the Lord. All right. This is one of many reasons to be sanctified. A lot of people don't even know they're born again of the Spirit, and some of them are not walking in the Spirit, and therefore they're not sanctified. Sanctified means that if the Spirit is in you, there's nothing that can harm you. These boys were sanctified. They were walking in the Spirit. Now, there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And why walk in the Spirit to be sanctified? Because, number one, the Spirit delivers from the power of the flesh. Because the flesh, the Bible says, pulls you into sin. There is nothing in the flesh but the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. There's nothing in the world but that. And so we have to be very careful of that. We are sanctified, walking in the Spirit. We have to remember that we are human beings, that we're in the flesh, and that we must walk in the Spirit in order to be delivered from the power of this flesh. The flesh is nothing more than Satan. It can be used by God to deliver, to do the work of God if you're sanctified, if you have sanctified yourself. You must do that yourself. You must make a decision to walk according to the Spirit. You have to make yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's a decision that we have to make because we have a will, and we will either will to do the Father's will, to be sanctified, to keep His commandments. Because if you break the commandments of the Lord, what happens is that you're separated from God. Yeah, which means you're separated from the Spirit, because God is the Spirit. And so the thing that offends God or the Holy Spirit to where you can't be sanctified is if you sin, because the soul that sins shall die. The wages of sin is death, and the Lord came into the world to separate us from sin. This is the whole thing that the Lord came into the world to do, so that if you're without sin, then you can communicate to God, and God can live again in human flesh and overpower the flesh as He did in the body of Jesus, the human body of Jesus. He was begotten by the Holy Spirit. He was sanctified from birth, but He still, because He was in the flesh, had to sanctify Himself. He had to choose to do that. Now, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we're born again. We have the Spirit of God in us, too. But we still have to choose to continue sanctifying ourselves. We have to continue walking according to the Spirit of God so that we won't be condemned, because there's no condemnation to those that walk not that walk in the Spirit. There's no condemnation to you. That means that you're perfect. Well, the Bible says, be perfect, but there's a bunch of false prophets that say, no one is. Speak for yourself, Jonathan. Speak for your lying, rotten self. There are people that are sanctified in this world. In other words, God would be a liar. Are you calling God a liar? That's exactly what you're doing. So that means that you're a false prophet. Amen? Because you lie. But God never lies. He can't. It's impossible for Him to lie. Satan is a liar and the father of it. And that means that you're of your father, the devil, if you're saying that no one can be perfect. Because those that walk after the Holy Spirit are perfect. But you have to make yourself do it. You have to do it on a daily basis. It's like I said yesterday in the message, that salvation is not only a where it's like it's a race, but it just, you don't just start the race. You have to go clear around the track and finish it. Amen?
Amen.
So it's like a continuous thing until you finish the course. And when is the course finished? That's when you go up, when you die, and the breath goes out of your body, and you go up to heaven. If you think that you can be born again, and then be born again, and then again, and again, and again, no, you can only be born once into this world. Just once. You come out of your mother's womb, and you can only be born again once also. The Bible says that if you don't continue on, if you desire to walk after the flesh, then you're worse than the person that's the infidel out there in the world. Because the Bible says that a person that doesn't support his wife and children, a person that doesn't do that, that they're worse than an infidel. That means a Gentile, a person that's out in the world and doesn't keep God's commandments. So, being sanctified is the first thing on the menu, I mean, that we have to do. That's number one. The Spirit delivers us from the power of the flesh. And number two, the Spirit gives us sonship. You're not a son of God if you're not walking in the Spirit. You're not a son of God unless you're sanctified. What is it if they throw you in the fire furnace and you're not sanctified? You're sinning and you've fallen back. And you think you can be born again and then again and then be born again and then be born again and again. No, the Lord tells us that we're born once into this world. One time into the world. And then you have to be born again. Not again and again. Amen?
Amen.
And again, and again, and again, and again. For people that think that you can do that, you're totally antichrist against the Word of God. You must, when you're born again of the Spirit, you must think of this tremendous thing that the Lord has done for you and continue on in faith. In faith, believing that the Word of God is true. If you don't, if you think you can be born again and again, that's totally against the Word of God. There's nothing in the Bible that says that. He told that to Nicodemus. He didn't say you have to be born again and again, did he?
No.
He said what?
You must be born again.
Yeah. Because you were born once and now one more time. This time into the spiritual realm. Amen?
Amen.
One more time. Just once more. Born again. And the Bible says if you hate your brother, that you're still in darkness. Now, brother means a person that's walking in the Spirit. There's a person that had to be put out because he says, I hate this person in the church. I hate that person. There's a lot of things that I hate about some of the things that people do in the church, but I don't hate their soul, their spirit. And that's why I preach every day, is to cause people that possibly that they'll be edified on a daily basis to where they'll walk in the spirit of perfection. Amen?
Amen.
That's not saying that people are, because we're not perfect, we're pressing towards the mark, as Paul said, and you're going to make a mistake here and there, but not willingly or, you know, not consciously. But so we have to be sanctified. We have to do it ourselves. And number one, the Spirit delivers from the power of the flesh. And number two, the Spirit gives us sonship. We become sons of God. When the Spirit enters into us saying, Abba, Father, hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when the Father moves into you, that's not something that's a light thing. We have to continue on in the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Now, people get all kinds of opinions about people that are walking in the Spirit because people like to judge people with their own judgment. It's like one of the people back, I remember, in Crescent Heights came up on the pulpit and says, I just hardly couldn't believe that Tony Alamo was of the Lord because he looks just like a mafia person. And so I had to rebuke her, so I went up there and says, well, you know, a lot of you hippies, you know, when the Lord told me to go and get you, I still didn't go ahead and think the things that I thought about you because I thought you were just a bunch of trash. Yeah? And so that squashed her down for a while, and I never heard her say that I look like the mafia anymore because we don't go by sight, amen?
Amen.
We go by the Holy Spirit. And it may be, you know, that you think that I'm doing something that you're judging, you know, that I'm doing, but I know I'm serving the Lord,
amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And so unless you're walking in the spirit of perfection and judging by the word of God, if I'm doing something wrong, well, show me. All right? Mm-hmm. And then, so the spirit gives us sonship. We're able to be the sons of God because of the Holy Spirit living in us. And for no other reason. Because of the fact that we choose after we've been born, we choose the Lord, we choose to be forgiven for our sins, and therefore we choose to be sons of God. And we can remain sons of God if we continue on in the Spirit. Now, number three, the Spirit assures us of the future glory, and also the Spirit assures us of our final victory, where we cross Jordan, where we cross from this side of eternity, which is time, into eternity. That's a big difference, time and eternity. So the Holy Spirit gives us death to sin. If we're born again of the Spirit, sin, we will not commit sin any longer. It gives us the power to have death over sin. No longer do we live to sin, but we have death to sin. Amen. We die out to sin. It no longer reigns in our mortal bodies because we have to choose to not let sin reign over us. Because if we do, we're not sanctified. We're not spirit walking in the Spirit. We're not saved. Amen?
Amen.
So it puts an end to sin in us. It puts sin to death in us. Now, it means that if we don't continue to walk in the Spirit, well, sin will start taking over. Our flesh will take over if we don't choose to walk in the Spirit. And if you think that God's just going to come and make you walk in the Spirit, then we'd be robots. And he doesn't want people to think that he wants us to be robots. He wants to see the ones that are going to choose to go to the kingdom of heaven, to choose to believe his word. Because if you choose to, well, today I'll walk, well, today I'm going to get, you know, I'm tempted now, so God knows my flesh. Yes, he does. That's why he said, walk according to the Spirit. And you can do that by staying in the Word and by praising and thanking the Lord on a continuous basis, because his strength dwells in those who praise him. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord lives in the praises of his saints. Okay, so it puts sin to death. The Holy Spirit is more powerful than sin. God is more powerful than the devil. God is more powerful than sin. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we don't sin any longer. So the Spirit delivers us from the power of the flesh. And that occurs in Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. Do you want to read it? There is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's Romans 8, 1. The Spirit gives sonship to us that we absolutely are made the sons of God by the Holy Spirit living in us. And so read Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh.
So, yeah, we don't owe anything to the flesh. The flesh caused us to go to hell and to the lake of fire. So we're not indebted to do that stuff anymore. You're indebted to the Holy Spirit that gave you victory over the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
And put an end to your desire to sin. The desire may come only when you start turning your eyes away from the Lord. Okay, continue on, please.
We are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
Your soul will die and spend eternity in hell. Okay, then what?
But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body.
In other words, that means kill the what?
The deeds of the body.
Of the body, because the body is like, it doesn't have any power in it to stop sinning. Only the Spirit of God in you when you're sanctified, when you choose to be set aside for the purpose of God. And if you don't serve the purpose of God in this world, then you're choosing to go to hell, because the Lord only saves those that have done his will, allowed him to walk again in human flesh in this world so that people can see the manifestation that he is still alive, amen, in human flesh, and that he has the power of the flesh. So when somebody is like flirting with you, you just turn away because you know that they're not of the Lord, okay, because they wouldn't do that if they were, and let them, that's a rebuke and a reproof to them. I remember when I was a young boy and I was delivering papers in Helena, Montana. I used to carry the Helena Independent Record. And I would have to get up at around 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning as a boy, young, very young boy. And I had my dog, my little pit bull, that would go with me. And it was his snow all over the road, and it was tamped down from the vehicles driving on it. And we lived halfway up a hill, and it was like a wilderness almost. And I'd go down to Miller Street and make a right, and there was like ice and snow on the roads, and I'd go down to Last Chance Gulch Boulevard, make a right, and then go over to the Helena Independent Record, go downstairs where it's nice and warm, and fold my papers and sack them up and take them on the route and deliver them to people. And I looked up into the stars. I just looked up in the sky because the sky was just twinkling. It looked like a showcase of diamonds in the sky. And I said, I didn't even know God. I didn't. My family was not what you call anything to do with the gospel. And I just says, oh, God. And I felt the Spirit of God come down and smile on me. It was like such a warm smile. And it scared me so much because I didn't realize. It was so cold out. And I felt this very warm smile coming down. So in God's creation, he reveals himself, all right?
Amen.
And therefore, there's no excuse to any Gentile. People say if the gospel hasn't been preached to them, that God is seen in his creation, amen?
Amen.
And so, like, he smiles on you when you look at all these things that work in perfect harmony, so long as people don't let the devil get into them and destroy the earth, and that's what they're doing to this very day. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that this person, God parallels two men. One is the first Adam, and the last is the last Adam. And the last Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the first Adam is Adam, the sinner. And so you're either, God took Eve, Adam's wife, out of his ribs, and we come out of the last Adam. If you're born again, we come out of Christ. We're the bride of Christ. And so anyone that's not living, I mean, and that means on a daily basis in the Holy Spirit, you can't be the wife or the bride of Christ, and you can't make it into heaven because the bride and Christ are one. And Christ isn't going to take a bride into heaven that's full of sin, a bride that's not walking in perfection, a bride that sins, because he came into the world to deliver us from overpower sin in our human flesh, because we don't stand a chance to do that if we're not in him, if we're not his bride. And so everyone, the Antichrist, are the Gentiles, the ones that don't have Christ for their husband. But they have Adam for their husband, the first Adam. The last Adam, which is Christ, he pulls us out of the world, and he has taken, God has taken us out of the body of Christ. We're in the body of Christ. We're pulled into his body. We become one with him, just like Adam and Eve were one flesh. We become one with Christ in the spiritual realm. Okay? And so that means that we're consecrated to him, not to Adam or Eve or anybody like them. We're the sons of God by the Holy Spirit living in us. And that's Romans 12 through 17. So continue on in Romans 12 chapter 8, verses 12 through 17, rather.
If ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body.
If you, by the Holy Spirit living in you and by the Word of God, kill the what?
The deeds of the body.
The kill the deeds of the body, the flesh. Then what?
Ye shall live.
We shall live eternally. That's eternal life, is a denying your flesh. And you can't deny it without the power of God, your Spirit. Okay, being consecrated and choosing to do so. Then what?
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
So as many as are led by the Holy Spirit instead of being led by your flesh, then you're the sons of God. Don't call yourself the sons of God. You're the creation of God, but you don't become his son because you're fallen away in Adam, the first Adam. But if you choose to live according to the Spirit of God, then you are not only a creation of God, but you become a son of God. Amen?
Amen.
So don't give me any of this stuff, okay? Then what else?
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
No, we don't have to sin. And so we don't sin. We choose not to sin because if we choose not to sin, if we choose to walk in the Spirit, then we don't have fear anymore of death. Because we know that we're going to have a good judgment. And therefore, we're able to approach the throne of God boldly. But like a priest in the Old Testament, only the high priest can go up there. But we can't. But God, when we choose to be consecrated and we let the Spirit of God come into us, the Son is in us. And therefore, we in the Son can approach the throne of God boldly because we become priests. And king, a kingdom, amen? We become kings, a kingdom of kings and priests. And we don't have to go in once a month or have a priest go into the Holy of Holies for us because we ourselves are priests and we live in a life of perfection. We're the sons of God,
amen?
And we can approach the throne boldly and say, Father, talk to me, Father. Tell me what, you know, am I, yeah, I know I'm all right, but what do you want me to do? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What do you want me to read? I asked the Lord today, what do you want me to read? He says, the first chapter of Romans. Was he right?
Yes.
Oh, great. I'm glad you agree. All right? Don't give me any of that stuff. Don't send me any cards and letters regarding that I don't know what I'm doing. I have the Father. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm a son, one of the sons of God by virtue of Christ. The Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Now, there's more than just one that's begotten of the Spirit. It's that we all who choose to be God's sons are not debtors anymore to the flesh. We have nothing to do with the flesh. We consecrate ourselves. We mortify by God's Spirit in us the deeds of the flesh. All right? Then go ahead.
But ye have received the spirit of adoption.
Yeah, we've been adopted into the sonship. Amen?
Amen.
Into the spirit of perfection, which is Jesus. Then what?
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit.
The Holy Spirit comes into our spirit and bears witness that what?
That we are the children of God.
That we're the children of God. A child. Just think of you, you know, your children, if you have children. How wonderful that is. You know, there's a bondage there between you and your child. And there's a bondage between God and his children. The Lord pours out his wrath on those that attack his children. Amen?
Amen.
Especially the weasels out in the world that don't know the people. And then you bring lying accusations against them.
Amen.
What do you think God's going to do about it? You don't know because you don't read the Bible. The Bible says he's going to pour out his wrath on you. Okay, we'll get to that. Then what else?
And if children, then heirs.
We have inherit everything that is God's. All the galaxies, the kingdom of heaven, everything. We're not confined to some place. We're not polishing stars or anything like that. It's like an exciting, vibrant, fantastic place. It's the most fantastic vacation place in the entire universe. There's nothing like it. And once you're there, you can't get kicked out because you have to become perfect before you can be there. And God knows our hearts. He knows who's going to remain. Amen?
Amen.
So if you don't remain here, one day you become born, you think you can be born again and again and again, and you decide that, today I'm going to backslide. Don't think so, because the Lord says you do that, you trample the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ underfoot and put him to open shame. And he says there remains no more forgiveness for you. Because you're worse. You're worse than the unsaved people out in the world that have never heard the gospel. But the whole universe screams out the gospel, the Creator. And people, it says it in this, the first chapter of Romans, that the people see God, they can see him in his creation. Amen?
Amen.
And therefore they're without excuse. Without any excuse. Those of you that have heard the gospel so many times, not only that, you see the nature. I remember when I was even a littler boy, when I was in Windham, Montana, I was walking through the fields and I heard this, the wind, it was the head saying my name over and over again. Now, don't get jealous, okay? I couldn't help it that that happened. Amen?
Amen.
Any more than Joseph could help the dreams that he was receiving from the Lord, the visions that his parents would bow down to him, and in fact, they did, and his brothers. Amen?
Amen.
They had to bow down before him, otherwise starve to death. Okay? Then what?
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes, we have everything that Christ has. Then what?
If so be that we suffer with him.
If it be that we... So that suffer means you have to... Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever the Spirit tells you to do, do it. And that means to cut yourself off from your lusts. Amen?
Amen.
If that entails suffering. I remember when I first got saved, I had not worked for months because I really made a lot of money, millions of dollars. But then I gave everything away when I got saved because I figured I want to be really humble, you know, before the Lord. And I wound up, we all were living over at Sue's place, my deceased wife, a whole bunch of us, because we won a lot of souls. And we had enough money to get a loaf of bread and six eggs, not six dozen eggs, six eggs. One, two, three, four, five, six, a half a dozen. And there was a penny left. We just had a dollar. And I went to the store, and I'm a sugar freak. That's why I got diabetes. I don't eat any sugar now. But it was such a temptation for me to buy a little piece of candy with that penny. But I thought, oh, God, no. Because if I spend this penny, that would be selling my soul to hell for a stinking penny. Even for 100 million, 100 billion, for all the money in the world, we have to choose to just suffer. Don't eat that stinking candy because it's no good for you anyway. Amen?
Amen.
And so I bit the bullet and squeezed the penny. That penny was bigger than a manhole cover to me. That candy. I could have had it, but I just denied it. Thank you, Jesus, that the Lord gave me the power of God inside me. And you may say, that's nothing. But to me, it was something. Amen?
Amen.
Because that penny with Abe Lincoln on there was just something else. You know, I thought, I never thought a penny would be that much after making millions. Okay, and then what else? That was chapter, what verse are you on?
I'm in the middle of 17.
Okay, let's finish 17 and roll on.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Right. That's what we want to do, is be glorified with him. And he gives us glory if we let him live in us and if we let him mortify our flesh. Okay? The flesh has nothing good to offer you. It tempts you, you know, but the temptations, after it's over, it's like receiving a shovel full of gravel in your mouth because it doesn't satisfy you. The lusts of the flesh, when yielded unto, will not keep you satisfied. These people out there, when they have drugs, they want more and more and more, and pretty soon they die and go to hell. unless they repent. Amen?
Amen.
Same thing with these sexual perverts. And the ones that accuse people of sexual perverts, they're saying they're rounding up all kinds of pedophiles and stuff like that, and from Canada and this place and that place. Well, why they could have a real banner day if they'd go over and gather up all those pedophiles in Rome.
Amen. Amen.
Because, but they, you never hear them doing that. Why, they could have a harvest over there of pedophiles and homosexuals that wouldn't quit. There wouldn't be jails enough to hold them all. Because, but they don't go after their own. They rule. The Bible plainly tells us that Rome, by Satan's power in it, is ruling the beast, which is the one world government that is totally made up laws that are contrary to the Lord. And those people are not living in the Spirit, in the Word of God. The Word of God is Spirit and it's life. And so therefore, you people have a horrible day. That's why they're so afraid to die, like the Pope would have thousands of guards around him all the time. He was afraid to die. He knew he wasn't right with the Lord. And he wasn't even of the Lord at all. And if Bush is a born-again Christian, then why is he seen kissing the Pope's ring? I mean, no born-again Christian would do such a thing as that, because they know that the Pope is the head of the Antichrist Church. Amen?
Amen.
And the government. And he wouldn't kill people. And then they have these other people, these Muslims, that say, well, if we kill ourselves and kill others with us, which is murder, we'll get to be in the kingdom of heaven with X amount of blonde women and be able to have... No, you won't be in heaven, kids. You're going to be in the fiery pits of hell and the lake of fire, because the Bible says even if you kill yourself, that's murder, and suicide is a sin unto death. It's like part of the Antichrist. Now, there's no wonder that the Muslims are teaching that it's to murder people. This is totally the opposite of the living God, the God that is the creator of all things. Amen?
Amen.
So people should tell the Muslims, if Bush is a Christian, Bush, why don't you preach to them and tell them that it's wrong to commit suicide and that it's wrong to murder all these people? Innocent people. They say, well, the Israelites are doing to that. Well, the way I get it is that the Israelites are defending themselves, because I lived in Israel, I lived in Europe, and I know that these people over there are in Israel are peace-loving people. I mean, they're just defending. They're not attacking anyone. Now, the Muslims, of course, are just a branch of the Vatican. And it's no wonder that the Vatican doesn't care. They don't read the Bible, but I'm telling you people, you Vaticanites and you Muslims in love, that the Bible says thou shalt not murder. And you say, well, you people have murdered. No, the people you're blowing up did not do the World Trade Center. They didn't blow it up. And I really don't believe that you did either. But you're not going to heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, if you commit suicide, you're going straight into hell. And forget blondes, brunettes, redheads, whatever. Or if they've got their hair dyed green or blue or whatever. You're not going to heaven. You're going to hell. And if you think it's a torturous thing in this world to just be worried about all the different things, about bombings and drive-by shootings and all that, that's nothing in compared to what you're looking for. So President Bush, if you're really a Christian, make an announcement and tell people that they're not to murder anybody. And that goes for you too, Mr. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing to you, Mr. Clinton. Because if you murder, you will receive judgment. You're not receiving it yet because you're part of the Vatican. But, you know, tell these Muslims that if they commit suicide and kill others, they murder themselves and others, because God made their body, created their bodies for him to live in. And so teach them the Bible instead of going over and bombing them and saying we got to come up with billions of dollars to come against these people that are wanting to bomb here, these terrorists. Preach the word to the terrorists, because the word of God is very powerful. Amen?
Amen.
The word came to me by virtue of being in an office. I didn't read the Bible, but it came to me. And the Lord wants me to tell you that Jesus is coming back to earth again. He's coming soon. And not only that, some of you people are going to go out to meet him before he gets here. And whatever you've done in your body, you're going to be judged for. Murder. You know, this abortion, not only the abortion, but these terrorists, you Muslims that are actually a branch of the Vatican, are murdering people and yourselves. And you're brainwashed, brain damaged into believing that you're going to heaven and be with a lot of females. First of all, in heaven, there's no sex. Now, that might come as a big bad omen that, yeah, I don't want to be in heaven then. Well, because you're... uncomely parts drop off before you get there, and therefore there's questions asked by this panel of supposed to be pastors. Some of them are very good, but they're saying yes, that angels came down and had sex with women. How could they do that when angels don't have sex organs? Okay? Mm-hmm. That's impossible. They have no uncomely parts. And in heaven, there's no marriage or given in marriage, and there's no people having babies up there either. What are you going to have, baby angels or baby? No, there's no such thing as that there. The ones that are going to be born are the ones that are born and will be born, and the ones that follow the Spirit are the ones that will go to heaven, and the ones that murder and commit adultery and fornication, homosexuality. And it mentions these things in the first chapter of Romans that I'm attempting to have read here. We've read some of it. But there's no such thing as that, and there's no such thing as reincarnation. And there's so many cults, but people need to read the Bible, because any discrepancy, you're not perfect. And the Bible tells us to be perfect. And we are perfect. When you're a son of God, that's as perfect as you can get. But we have to grow up to the fullness of the stature, so we have to go through the process of human living and also the process of living in the Spirit. Number three, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, assures us of future glory, that we will share everything that the Lord has with him. Okay, that's Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 30, that we will share everything with the Lord. Then go ahead.
Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time...
Yeah, going through the things, living in the Spirit in this present time is what?
Are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
No, this life is very temporal. It only lasts for like a puff of smoke, a shadow, blade of grass. It doesn't last long. And so this temporary... trouble that we go through and walking in the Spirit is not to be compared with the eternity, which is trillions of years of glory and happiness and joy and no sickness, disease. You never get old. There's never any people being crippled or no fear of people that have been brainwashed or brain damaged into such evil that they are in this world. You're completely out of this realm. Then what?
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
So we're all, everybody's waiting for people that are filled with the Spirit of God to come to them and teach them the things about the Lord and how to be saved and what to do. When you become saved, and the rules and regulations of how to have eternal life. So the whole creation is waiting for that, but nobody sees it. There's so few of us that are manifesting these things to the people of the world. Now, if you really are saved, you're healed as well. Amen?
Amen.
So you people that are wanting to murder yourself or to have a doctor help murder you, you're murdering yourself, and you think you've got it rough here? Friend, it's nothing. It's a walk in the park. It's a picnic, what's going on here in comparison to what's happening in the lake of fire. You'll be screaming your head off for eternity. in pain and anguish and suffering like never before, and there's no medicine for it, no painkillers over there, then what?
For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now.
Right, the saved and the unsaved go through things. The rain falls on us and the unsaved. But still, we have a great consolation. Those that are saved, even through the rain, the storms, or whatever, we have hope. We know that we're saved. Amen. We're not just wishing that we're going to be saved, but we're not afraid to die anymore. Because we know we have come from death, we've been raised from death unto life and life eternal. And we have the power in us to know it. Okay, we have the God Spirit in us to know it. That we know that his Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we're the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. Then what?
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves.
Yeah, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Okay, then what?
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption.
Oh, yes, I can't wait. I mean, I have to wait, but, you know, it's just going to be a glorious thing because God has shown me visions of the other side. And it's, I mean, there's no words. I have been a wordsmith because I use the words from the Lord, but there's no words to really adequately tell of it. Okay, you must just be born again, and you'll know that there are no words to explain even the small foretaste we have of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
Waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Yeah, that's right, because even our bodies will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. If you are missing an arm or two arms or your eyes or your legs, you have a new body, absolutely new and fresh and youthful, and beautiful, and everybody, it doesn't make any difference. If you have been beaten with an ugly stick at the top of a tree, the ugly tree, and you hit every branch on the way down, you're going to look glorious over on the other side. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, what else?
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?
Yeah, I saw the kingdom of heaven. But I didn't. I just saw it for a few seconds, and it's brought fear into me. Everything that the Lord has shown me has brought fear in me because I know that if I didn't have these anchors in me, that the Lord has given me a glimpse of glory. I might not have been able to make it through all the different things, but I've had enough, and God will give you enough if he knows that it's your desire to walk in the Spirit and to hate the world. Love not the world, the Bible says. If you're going to take up the cross willingly and deny yourself, your flesh, your body, and just do what the Lord says, he will show you things like that also. Okay, I'm a firm believer in that. And then what else?
But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
So everything will be good, even a storm or trials and tribulations you get to. A lot of people rise up against me and I say, oh, Lord, what should I hire an attorney? He says, don't worry about it. I'm taking care of it. And just sure enough, I mean, I see those people either, they repent or else something terrible happens to them to where they can no longer do unto me. Or to this church, what their desire is to do. But I pray that they'll be saved. And Bush, President Bush and Clinton, former President Clinton, I'm, praying for you. I pray for you right now. Father, save their souls in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, and then what else?
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Yeah, so no matter what you're going through, there's some good going to come out of it. You know, if you're suffering and everything, the reason that you may be suffering is because you don't believe in the healing power of the Lord. But the Lord said that by his stripes, by his desire to be associated with you, you're healed. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to be associated with you. He wants you to be a son. And, you know, we're all mankind, and so that goes for females as well. Then go ahead.
All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called.
Yeah, remember, it works good together for good for those only that love God, the Word of God, to walk in the Spirit, to mortify, to let the Spirit mortify the deeds of the flesh, that willingly do that. But there's no good going to come to you if you don't. Now, you might try to get around that, but there's no getting around it, okay? And then what?
All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Yeah, he justifies us if we're sanctified, because it's by his Spirit walking in us that we have the power to be sanctified and justified, and mortified as well from all the deeds of the flesh. Now, actually, I was going to get into the first chapter of Romans today, but here we are in the eighth. I always think that I've got more time than I really have, so I really want to get into that tomorrow. Chapter 1, I'm going to hit that. It's right, but my time is up again. And so those of you that want to be sanctified, I mean, if you want to go to heaven, it's just plain as that. And this is including the presence. And I know you federal government agents are listening to me, because I'm told by you federal government agents and agencies that you are listening to me. And I thank God that you are, because I might be the only person in this world that can tell you the rough, you know, the gospel is really rough and tough. It's like cross-carrying. It's not carrying a line of a bed of roses without the thorns. So say this prayer to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit that will sanctify you. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. I know that you have answered me. I know that I'm saved, and I thank and praise you, Jesus, for saving my soul. So just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and get your pencils and papers or pens and papers ready right now. Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of Program 397, free of charge, no postage, no handling. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
We started out at the starting line, and we have to finish the whole course. And here's a Fag Springman to say amen to that by singing, "Continue on, right on, King Jesus, in us." Amen. Christ amen. In us. We're the sons of daughters of God. Go ahead.
Hinder me, ride on. in the me. I was but young when I begun. No man can hinder me. But now my race is almost done. No man can hinder me. Ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder me. Ride on, King Jesus. No man can hinder me. King Jesus rides a milk-white horse. No man